Hi, you're listening to Book Rambles by Mortaine. So I've got three more reviews from the archives, and unfortunately Plogs.net, which is where I was hosting my book reviews in text, went under. So I've lost all of my archived reviews, which is kind of funny. So I'm actually going off of just my quick notes that were posted to my live journal. Blogging. The blogosphere. It's so much fun. Anyway, my first review is Fast Food Nation from Eric Schlosser. This is going to be a quick review because I don't have a lot of notes on it, and all I can really say about it is that if you have seen Super Size Me, this is almost like the companion workbook with it. I mean, not really a workbook, but it's a good follow-up to having watched Super Size Me, and it really gets into sort of the food politics and the food industry, and It's a great read, especially if you care at all about what you put into your mouth, and how the food industry, how the industrialization of food has changed the American diet and the American health. So I recommend it quite highly as an informative piece. There are people who disagree with it strenuously. I don't really see a problem with learning more about how food is made. So. There you go. My second review is for Submerged, which is a series of scuba diving memoirs by Daniel Lenihan. This is a fascinating book for scuba divers, and it's not unlike listening to the BS stories from a grizzled old-timer. From the initial chapters, I thought this would be more about rescues than wrecks, but by chapter 4, the author gets his stride and focuses more on the wrecks. I can't say he's great at bringing other characters to life, but he's very detailed when it comes to the wrecks and technical challenges of each expedition. I give this one a B+. I think it's a great book if you're a scuba diver. It's a little grisly. There are points where I'm reading it and I'm just kind of like, ugh, because the description of the physical state of some drowned divers is sort of gross. I mean, you know, not everyone wants to read about how you bring up a diver who has died of pressure. However, it's a good book, and it gets into the side of scuba diving that most divers will never see. The technical and the rescue diving is something that most divers just, you know, recreational divers just don't get into. excuse me. The third one is actually a real favorite of mine. This book is awesome. It's called The Shivered Sky. It's written by Matt Dinneman. I don't usually like military fiction, especially military fantasy, but this had me hooked. It's a fantasy novel. The premise is that heaven and hell have had the last big war and the angels have lost. Heaven is a very dangerous place to be, but there's a prophecy that brings some hope for heaven's survival. Enter the heroes, five humans who wake up after their deaths on Earth and find themselves in the very middle of the end. I raced through the first 250 pages, and then I slowed down for the last 50 because I didn't want it to end. It's been a long time since I read a book that made me want to savor the last few pages, and this one was excellent. I can't recommend it enough to fantasy and even science fiction fans. Dinneman makes the daring assumption that angels engineer stuff too. So weapons technology in this novel has not halted at the Bronze Age. It has progressed. It's terrific. It's a little pricey at $19.99, but you can usually find it for $15, and it packs as much oomph as a paperback trilogy. What's more, the publisher is a smaller independent press, so you can feel good that the author's royalty is actually kind of fair. Matt Dinneman is also a NaNoWriMo participant, and I don't think he wrote this book in a month, although if he did, he must have spent a lot more than that editing and polishing it, because it is a very polished book. I give this one an A+. I think there was one flaw in it, which was at the very end, and I am willing to forgive a great deal of minor mistakes at the end when a book is as terrific as this one. So highly, highly recommended, especially if you like fantasy, especially if you like apocalyptic stories. If you think Paradise Lost, once you get past the language, is actually really good, this is like Paradise Lost next time, you know, just a terrific, epically told story and beautiful. So, there you go. Those are my three book reviews from the archive, and pretty soon I think I'm going to just try to catch up and hopefully bring you more reviews. Hope you've enjoyed this installment of the irregularly updated book ramblings from Mortain. See you around.